Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. This show is a journey through Transformers, but this is the side of the show where we go through the comics. And this week we're going over number 24 of Transformers Skybound, which is the end of the run of Daniel Warren Johnson and George Corona, or is that Jorge Corona? Don't know. And Mike Spicer.
Yes.
We're gonna have the new creative team come on board in 25. So, and
Yes,
I'm
this
here,
is
of
an
course.
arc.
Yes, I'm here, of course, with Boo the Excellent Underground.com.
Who talks out of turn, apparently? I'm so unruly.
Yeah, well, I watch your mouth move, so I know when you're going to talk, but yeah,
Right?
I missed it. Sorry.
Speak when spoken to, worm.
Yeah. And oh man, so yeah, this is a good issue, but I feel like it could have been three issues. There's so much going on.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen a little more about what was going on, but what I did, because I told you before, it seemed a little rushed, but I went back and reread 23, and really those should have been like one big mega issue, because I think the stuff that I was looking for here, they covered kind of that. So, and I mean, it does it, they don't even like slow down with this.
Oh
There's
no,
no
I'm gonna
exposition.
lower my camera a little bit. So there we go.
Yeah, you were neck deep.
Yep.
Your hand is so white, it's blinding everyone.
Yep, that's what you get. There we go. I think that's going to be pretty steady there. This is what the stuff I don't do before the show starts.
By the way, did you ever tan when you went to the beach? You grew up on the beach, and did you do anything but burn?
No, I get tanned.
I did, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But I burn most of the time, yes.
I was
With
wondering, it's like.
we went
Cause
fishing today and I'm feeling like, yeah, here we come.
yeah, I see a little redness there. I thought you had like some rouge. I thought you were doing like the, hitting the makeup for the camera,
Oh no, oh
getting camera
no.
ready.
No, we fishing, not catching, because we're bad at that. But
It's
I
catch and release without the catch part.
yeah, exactly.
You're just saving time.
We're just feeding the fish, honestly.
Well, that's nice.
Came across some bait that was essentially crawfish and chicken blood, like wads. And
We call
it's
that
like,
Boudin here.
yeah, exactly. Dude, that stuff reeks. So I had it when we got back of the rest of it, I double bagged that thing and put it in the fridge outside. I'm like, that's not coming to the house, man.
Just got to put it with some rice and some roux, and man, you're
Dude,
ready to
yeah,
go.
I'm sure there are people around there who definitely would buy that up. Like, oh, I'll take that. Fry it and everything's good,
Oh, you can deep fry anything.
man. So yeah, they got this. I have the cover with a beat up Optimus Prime standing over a really beat up Megatron.
Yeah, that's when I got.
I want to go looking for that double cover.
Yeah, double cover's nice. I grabbed that one yesterday. I want to find the one that's got the Optimus and Megatron like posing next to each other.
I'll
I
look.
guess it's number cover D.
Let me see if I can. I don't think I looked. I saw that one. Oh,
That's the one I was really
I
looking
see. Yeah,
for,
yeah,
and
yeah. Very clean. It looks more like the style of art we're gonna get from the next set of issues. Like the, I don't know. I kind of like the sound wave stand between Devastator's legs with the
oh
Ravage. That's
yeah.
neat.
That's for that build a poster set
Yeah.
they got. But the Optimus and Megatron one, the D, it looks almost like they were using the masterpiece figures
Yeah, it looks good.
as reference. Yeah, they look like masterpieces.
But man, the
Good
issue,
stuff.
yeah, it builds right in here with them just going at it,
There's
slugfest.
no slowdown between 23 and 24. It's
Oh
just
no.
like bam, we're in it. You don't need any exposition to tell you what's up.
Yeah, Prime is grabbing the back of Megatron's head and headbutting him, punching him, and there's a part of the original G1 Marvel comics that they started including a lot of, like, I don't know, teeth and everything looked very, I don't know, wet. Like it wasn't like robotic anymore. And so I personally liked it. Some people didn't. It looked like you had guys wearing armor that happened to be, Transformer-like armor.
Oh yeah, that was I think Stephen Baskerville's work.
Yeah, and then it was emulated a lot at towards the end of the run for different people, but yeah, it's still, and it was really brought in, I think, well, it was brought in towards the end of the G1 Marvel, but also it
Yeah.
was, I think it was really started in the UK Marvel, though, kind of
Yes.
brought
Well, that's
over.
where Stephen Baskerville started. He was working in the Marvel UK, and Simon Furman brought some of his buddies over on that side of the pond in.
Taking those American jobs.
He took their job. Man, they did great work though.
Oh yeah, God,
I'll tell you
yes.
what the designs look like to me on here, even with the teeth and just how gritty they look. It looks like G2. It has a G2
Oh yeah.
aesthetic to it.
That's
Yeah.
kind of what I was getting to. Yeah, you know, where
Yeah.
they had a lot of like there would be like missing teeth and stuff in G2 after they had a big fight. It's kind of
Oh,
what this
people would
reminds
have
me
their
of.
faces torn off, and
Yep.
G2 got hardcore.
Oh, G2 is brutal. They
Yeah.
just decided they didn't care anymore because they were canceled anyways. Let's just go at it.
And they really homage the 1986 movies showdown between them in this.
Oh yeah, even though even to later on the issue where there, you know, some lines thrown in there.
Yeah.
But
But
yeah,
like
this is
the scene on the, I want to say the second page where it shows Megatron giving Optimus the uppercut. Optimus's face is it looks like when Optimus was dying on the table
It
from
kind of
Transformers the
does.
movie. Yeah. So it's like they're putting little foreshadowing or I guess things to guide you to think how futile this fight is.
Well, honestly, even Optimus Prime looks worse here than he did in that dirt on the table. He's dying. He's beat up.
Oh yeah.
There is no lack of. There's no mercy granted in this fight at all. They're beating the ever loving snot out of each other.
Oh yeah.
It's smurfing ridiculous, man. Yeah,
And
well,
Optimus stole one of Jazz's moves here.
the transform to a truck and ramming him.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love that. I mean, if you're gonna take a Mack truck into your grill, well, I'm sorry, a Peterbilt,
Yeah.
trailer and all into your chest, you're going over.
Oh yeah, he went scooting back
Oh yeah, and
through a couple walls or something.
there's this is my imagination. They did a little nod to G2 Prime here with the tanker.
Maybe.
Because Prime is doing a he's coming off the top rope, and Megatron's back. He pushed Megatron with the whole cab, you know, transform cab
Oh, I
move
see.
into the
Yeah, they were.
chest.
Yeah, on that one. Yeah, coming. That definitely
Well, it
has
looks
shades of
more like,
G2. Or sorry, yeah, G2 laser.
yeah, or actually, it looks more like the red black, yeah, it was a Scourge or Black Convoy,
Yeah.
with a that mirror finish on the trailer.
There are a lot of wheels under that trailer, though.
Dude, there are that there's one the bottom left panel where he first gets thrown against it.
Yeah.
There's like, I don't know, there's like eight. At least eight wheels on each side, at least.
Yeah.
But then it comes up to the panel on the next page, the top left. It's still quite a bit, but
And
yeah.
if those are doubled, usually on the trailers, they have the double wheels
Oh yeah.
or double tires. So that's like 32 tires on that trailer
That
that we
thing is
can see.
stable, man. That is stable.
It reminds me of one of those old like RC or battery powered trucks they had in the 80s that was like a Caterpillar. It had all the wheels and would just roll over everything.
Oh yeah.
Like Stomper or one of them did that. I don't remember which one, but
Obviously, this is a milk tanker.
totally. That's why it blew up like it did. You know that
Oh
lactose.
yeah. And sorry, I'm waiting for the like the dragnet scene where they bring the LAPD's tank into that warehouse. Milk.
Now we need Megatron with goat leggings on.
dancing the pagan dance.
Yes.
People against goodness and normalcy.
Was such a great movie.
Oh, fantastic. They're just going at it like we're saying, like Prime goes at Megatron off the top rope and slams into the trailer. Trailer blows up, and Megatron, he is not doing well at all
Yeah.
until he hears humans.
Yeah.
He's
Always some people.
got to be some squishy people involved. And he's like, Dad, I'm like, Thomas, no, stay in the car.
These are the guys that I'm not gonna evacuate. That's what these guys are.
Yeah.
And then
I've
they
never
decide, oh, we need to
evacuated.
get.
I was here through the storm of 84. I'm not evacuating now, guys.
We survived the dark of the moon. We can survive.
Yeah, dude. So things are burning around. This family's getting out of their car. And look, Megatron, he's right, Prime is a lot better at combat. Go if you recall, Prime was a lot more militant back, in the earlier days.
Yeah.
So he's pretty skilled in the art of combat, as Megatron points out, but he has one big problem that messes him up every time, hampers him every single time. And Megatron, with all the contempt of, well, Megatron, steps on the car, the family is squished underneath.
Yeah,
And
Prime can't kill NPCs.
yeah, there's even this big onomatopoeia on the screen, the page. Scoosh.
Yeah, there's no boom to that. It's just all squish.
Nope. There's yeah, they were soft. And
That's the ethanol in the
yeah.
tank. The ethanol squishes.
And Prime is just like, no. And Megatron puts a good point. He's like, look, you just want to fight me? We might hurt everyone here. And Prime's trying to get him to go somewhere else. And Megatron's like, no, we're finishing this right here around all these people watching.
By the way, I
Nope.
love the motion blur they worked into Megatron's eye when
Oh,
he did the
yeah.
stomp. Like you see a streak of red going down to his
Yep.
eye.
And I love that because it gives the speed of it. You see it
Yeah.
happen on some animes now where you see like the streaks of the light.
Oh, yeah.
They don't do that a lot in these comics, but every so often it just shows you because his foot is blurred and his head drops so fast that the eye has a trail going down.
Yeah, Corona and Spicer did a great job at like conveying just the energy and the
Oh.
power in these panels.
Yeah, easily. And once again, he's Megatron's like, you're not going anywhere. We're doing this here. I think Megatron wants Prime to see. Yeah, he wants the people seeing Prime be beat.
Well, and they're having a block party down there or something. Like,
Yeah.
where'd all these people come from?
It's a hurricane party, man.
Right?
They're out there. They're probably three or four cocktails in, watching this thing happening. They're like, we're not gonna get hurt. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Frosty beverages. And Megatron, yeah, he's beating up Prime. He says, "What's the matter, Prime? Fight me." He's like, "But all these humans." And he says the one thing I always scream whenever this kind of thing happens in a show. If I beat you, the whole planet will be worse off, wouldn't it? So follow the logic.
Yeah, he's
You could,
mocking him with his own philosophy.
yeah.
But it's also what keeps him paralyzed.
Yeah. He says, you can't make the hard choices. You can't lead and you can't save Cybertron this way.
And I like that because that was always what I liked about Megatron, even like in the original series, is Cybertron was his focus. That's what he wanted to save. He didn't care what he had to do to
Oh
save
yeah.
Cybertron.
I mean, look at the Ultimate Doom. He would have just wiped out the entire planet just to get Cybertron there and to take all the energy off of Earth,
Oh yeah,
whatever.
Earth was just a resource.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was him essentially, it's a good way to put it. Like he's strip mining an entire planet.
Yeah. To
And he
save
didn't
his own,
care.
though. He didn't care. It wasn't his planet. He cared about his planet. He just didn't care how many eggs he had to break to make that omelet.
Course not.
Yeah.
But here comes Starscream, my lord, you're victorious. And Megatron's like, not yet, an example must be made. And Megatron, and he transforms and goes into Starscream's hand. He's like, shall I kill him? He's like, nope, pick him up. We're going to carry him off.
I like how Laserbeak helps. Here, I'll take
Yeah.
the bad arm.
Yeah, exactly. Flies over and drops him on some towers that are
That's the
that.
Sears Tower.
Oh, is that the Sears Tower?
Yeah, he
Oh,
impales him on top
okay.
of the Sears Tower.
That makes sense. So he drops him on these antenna on top of the Sears Tower. Hey, he's like, look, this will keep you still for our final lesson. Here comes Soundwave. He's like, my lord, the Decepticons are victorious. They fought valiantly, but we both sides sustained heavy losses. and you get a quick glimpse of Bruticus. He's
Oh,
trying
yeah.
to, it's almost like he's trying to, like, he feels more connected to Devastator, or yeah, Devastator now. He says, "Devastator brother hurts," and Devastator's like, "We all hurt. Stop complaining."
Well, Bruticus is missing Brawl. His leg's gone.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Devastator's like, suck it up.
Oh, actually, you look in the foreground. There's Wheeljack and
Yeah.
Jazz. Actually, Trailbreaker as well.
Yeah, there's Trailbreaker there too. So,
Man,
you know who
wow.
I don't see? Superion.
Yeah, good point.
He's sir not appearing in this issue.
Even though he was in the middle of the fight to begin with.
Yeah. See, that's what I wanted to see. I really wanted to see the combiner fight between the three of them.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get that in a flashback, is there, if
Maybe.
they have any of them left.
Yeah, really.
But what's interesting about the way they impaled Optimus on the top of the Sears Tower, it's almost in the same spots where he got wounded in Transformers the movie.
Oh, okay, where you got stabbed through with
Yeah, on a
piece of,
side.
yeah, and
Yeah.
that piece of, I guess, rock, that orange rock or metal or whatever it was.
Yeah, metal. Yeah, it's a shard of metal.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
see that. Yeah.
So, like I said, we got a lot of homages in here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. This whole thing is full of homages.
And then, I mean, the greatest homage, I think, to Transformers the movie is in the next panel where
Yeah.
Ultra Magnus says, I have failed us.
As you usually do.
Yeah. Poor Ultra Magnus. He never really got a shot.
No, he had a great speech the last issue, and but yeah. There's Starscream actually pulling off a really cool scene coming out of the smoke and the fire. You see
Oh,
his
yeah.
hands out like this and his face and stuff. He comes and grabs RC and not RC, like Carly and Spike.
He looks like the Wishmaster.
He kind of does.
I saw that and I'm like, it's Wishmaster.
And somewhere along the way, he grabs Beachcomber. I don't know when that happened. He just, like, while he was flying, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna grab this guy too.
Yeah.
I was actually, it's fun. I was reading the comic. I talked to my wife, and I was like, so yeah, this character Beachcomber, he's wanting to sacrifice himself for the people. She's like, Beachcomber? I'm like, yeah. She's like, what is he like? I said, he's like a hippie geologist, man.
Oh,
He's
he
got,
totally, he's like, he doesn't want to fight.
yeah.
He wants to play with the birds.
He's a Disney princess.
I mean, the latest iteration actually comes with the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got shades on. If you look at the shape of his the flat for his head, it almost looks like these big mutton chops.
Yeah.
It's really pronounced in this issue, actually. So he's just a man. He's a Disney princess hippie burnout guy. And even that episode of the Golden Lagoon, he sounds like, "Hey guys, what do we find?" But yeah, Megatron's like, "Listen to me, Prime. You must make a choice between a Cybertronian pure in heart and form, and really, you're not going to find any more pure Cybertronian than Beachcomber. He's not wrong."
You know, Beachcomber's helmet hair, oh, it kind of reminds me of was it Patrick Wilson in The Conjuring? He's playing
I
Ed
can see
Warren.
that.
Yeah,
I
he's
can see
kind of got
that.
Ed Warren's hairdo going.
Definitely with the mutton chops and everything, the sideburns,
Yeah.
even everything. Yeah. He's like, "Look, you can choose between Beachcomber or the humans." And of course, Optimus's like, "No." He's like, "Yeah, I figured you'd say as much." Which is why, if you don't choose, or if you refuse to pick, I'm kill them both.
Right.
And we all know Megatron's going to kill them both, anyways.
Well, I mean, this is the whole thing with what was it, Spock versus Kirk, when they
Yeah.
had to fight during Ponfar. You
Yep.
know, if you don't fight, I'll kill it anyway. You know,
Dun,
and
dun, 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 dun.
that's almost every Star Trek fight, like especially back in the day, some alien would capture them all. Well,
Yeah.
if you don't fight, then we'll destroy both your ships or whatever. You know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
You got to defend Abraham Lincoln from Genghis Khan.
Or deal with the oh God, the Pakleds. You are smart.
You are
Well, we should
smart.
help them because they're obviously can't drive the ship. You're not leaving now. God,
Man,
Geordi.
Lower Decks, though, had a lot of fun with them.
I'm sure. I
Oh,
gotta check
yeah.
that
Have
out.
you watched that yet?
I watched some of Lower Decks. I didn't see that episode.
Yeah, you need to watch Lower Decks because the Pakleds become like recurring like villains in the
God, how do you make a villain out of so and so? Okay, well, no, look, I
It's
haven't seen
good. You got to
it, so
watch it. You just got to watch it. It's hilarious. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's great.
So, Starscream is he's holding Megatron. He's about to shoot one or both of them. He's like, yeah, Optimus Prime, choose. And Beachcomber, being Beachcomber, is like, Prime, let it be me, please. And Prime's like, I can't choose. I'm not gonna do that. And so Megatron's like, fine, begin with humans. And that's when something really out of the ordinary happens.
That's when the Deus Ex Machina
It
flew in.
is the most Deus Ex Machina thing, period. And it's a great double, like a splash panel.
Yeah, they double paged it.
Omega Supreme, where has he been?
He's been traveling through space.
He just flies over the Sears Tower right then.
Which, they've hinted he was coming. They've showed us him moving through space.
Yeah. It's
But,
just, oh, right now.
yeah. I mean, it's a good thing he flew over there, not like Tibet or,
Right?
Brazil or something like that. It's like,
Yeah. Well, in all respects, he should have flown over this. He's like, oh, there's war going on, and then there's Cybertronians over there. I should
I was
fly
saying
over the
that's where
Sears
all the
Tower.
Cybertronian signals are coming. He's got good
Yeah.
sensors.
Yeah. And Optimus Prime's like, by the Primes, and Starscream looks up, and Megatron's telling him to kill him, and Omega Supreme's doing looks over, and Starscream's like, little, hey,
He
buddy.
waves at him, yeah,
And
like he did before.
Starscream's like, hey. He flies off the universe.
And see, that means Omega remembered him. That's how good a sensor. Oh, that's a guy I waved at like a long time ago.
Yep, that's a good celebrity, man.
Yeah.
And like, Megatron's yelling at Starscream, obey him, and do it, kill him. And that's when you have the most tragic part of this entire run so far. There's been a lot of bad stuff happening. Starscream goes and he let he four words, my name is Ulktar, which was his name when we saw the flashback with him and Skyfire.
Right, and that was originally the name Denny O'Neil had given him.
Really? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, in the original treatment that Denny O'Neil wrote, he called him Ulktar, and Bob Budiansky changed it to Starscream because he went with a an aerial and then something like weird or scary pattern with their name. So you have like Sky Warp, Thunder Cracker, Star Scream.
Yeah.
But yeah, originally when Denny O'Neil, who also believed coined the term Optimus Prime, the name. Yeah, he originally named him Ulktar.
Does that mean anything? Is that having meaning anywhere besides sounding very alien?
I guess it was just like a really cool like name. It's honestly, it sounds like it should be like in a high fantasy story.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like Ulktar the Barbarian or something.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. And there's a whole I watched someone's video about this because I'm like, man, I'm missing some context here. They went back and they explained it a bit better, like how Starscream and Skyfire were, scientists. They were friends and they were often doing science. And something happened. Starscream got radicalized because of a very militant Optimus Prime. And then Megatron came over and said, hey, look, bud, we're a new faction and we're going to make them pay for what they've done. You should join us. And it hit Ulktar at the just the right point
Yeah.
where he became radicalized and became, a Decepticon, became Starscream. And
It's like he's recovered a part of himself that he's lost and all after all these years of war.
by that he I don't know if he's so ashamed of himself or if he's just so he can't live with what he's done. He shoots himself in the head, and there's this big purple, shot that goes up from the top of the Sears Tower as Omega Supreme flies away.
I think it's more of him breaking the hold Megatron has on him.
It could be.
It actually reminds me of in Beast Wars when Tarantulas was had mental control over Black Arachnia, and she's like, "Oh, I'll just blow us both up."
And he's like, no, you won't. She's like, watch me. And yeah, that actually could be considering how Megatron says that how he was always a very pathetic vessel. So that could be, that makes more
Yeah,
sense
because when
there.
you wield Megatron, it said before that basically he kind of possesses you.
So I see that being the reason why he shot himself in the head. And presumably dead. I don't know. We'll find out, I guess, eventually.
Well, he slides off the building, but somebody catches him if you watch towards the end.
I'll have to look at that. I missed that completely. So there's a whole thing where he says, "I never should have chosen you, your weak vessel." Carly's trying to wake Spike up, who's passed out from the whole ordeal.
He got hit in the head.
Oh, did he? Okay. Oh, I see that. I see that now. Yeah, he got hit by like some scrap metal
I think it's a piece of Starscream.
it is a piece of Starscream. It is. It's kind of flying down with the streaks of smoke.
His final act was to headbutt Spike.
Megatron's like, "Well, then I'll do this myself." And that's when another Deus Ex Machina shows up.
Now,
I
I
guess.
would have liked a little more build up to this. Like, show, like, Shredhead, like, rolling into, Chicago or something.
I mean,
But I
sure,
mean, it's a good surprise, but.
it is a Chekhov's gun. The whole character is a Chekhov's gun. He last time we saw him, he was under the water where the space bridge let out.
And it's just, well, at least we can decide that Cliffjumper made the right decision because Cliffjumper wouldn't be able to pull that
Oh
off.
God, no, Cliffjumper, no, not at all.
He'd have mouthed off at Devastator on the way in and got stepped on.
Yeah, pretty much. It looked even worse with half his face like blown off. And those was great. And he's obviously crackling with energy because he's got lightning all around his sword and stuff, and his eye has lightning coming off of it. As he turns around and says, "Carly," Cliffjumper says hi. And she's like, "Or hello," and she's like, "What?"
And
That's
this, I think, is probably the most Beast Wars part.
it is. You can't, every new character has plot armor.
He's able to just wipe everybody out like Airazor did to Pterosaur and
Never again.
everyone. Yeah, it's like, man. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, this is Beast Wars where the new character is like undefeatable.
Well, that was one of the funniest things when we were watching Beast Wars. My wife was checking it out. She went through all Beast Wars after she got through part of season 1. She's like, "Oh, if you ignore all the bad animation, it's great." Or the early animation, the early CG. She's watching it and she's like, "I don't like that character." And me and Eraser, I'm like, "Well, it's not my favorite character either." She goes, "I bet every time she shows up, she gets hurt." Lo and behold, every time she shows up in an episode, is something about her starring, she's always hurt. It's just, that was my least favorite character probably in Beast Wars, is Eraser.
Well, that way Tagatron got to be her hero. He was kind of the knight in shining armor before Silverbolt showed up.
He was more like the Ranger in silver armor. Or really nice leather armor, I guess. I don't know. The Ranger in furs.
In
But
the
yes.
fur, in the tiger, white tiger fur from the 70s.
Oh God, or the performers when one got attacked by his own white tiger. Siegfried.
Siegfried and Roy, yeah.
He's full old Siegfried. But anyways.
So yeah, Soundwave jumps him and he just like hits Soundwave in the back of the head with his hilt and he just goes tumbling over.
Yeah, over the building, off
Yeah,
of the
everybody's
Sears
falling off the
Tower.
Sears Tower today.
And there's this scene where it's typical, and every time that like a surprise character shows up, like, "Who are you?" "A new friend, senpai, an old friend." It was very, I don't know, cliched, but it works. Megatron, he cuts Optimus Prime down. Optimus Prime still got like one of the antennas sticking out of his chest.
About the friend comment, every time I read that now, I think of the Tenacious D Sasquatch episode where at the end, Sasquatch is like in disguise watching them play. And he's like, wow, they're really great. Oh, who should I tell him? Oh, tell him he's a friend. And he leaves. And then he comes back and goes, oh, you should probably tell him it was Sasquatch because they might not know which friend it was. That was
Then,
John C. Reilly, by the way, that
no, of
played the
course it was.
Sasquatch on there.
Of course it was. Megatron's like, "Optimus, stop." He's like, then we get back to the movie lines. "Yeah, you who are without mercy, now plead for it." He rips the antenna out of his body and swings and knocks Megatron back. Yeah, I thought you were made of sturdier stuff. Like, that was like him. He pulled half of a tower out of his chest and swung on Megatron with it.
Right, that was like, man.
Knocks Megatron off of the Sears Tower, by the way. And Megatron falls down, and luckily for him, Devastator catches him.
And here's where we need to look. Look at Bruticus, look in
Oh.
Blastoff's forearm.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I see.
So
Oh, I see. Look,
Combaticon's still
that's what
taking
the
care of Starscream.
that's I mean that makes more sense in the bottom right of that page. You see that panel. I thought it was just some random piece of metal he was trapped. I see the chest plate.
Yeah.
And then of course Bruticus saves Starscream because Starscream created him and or helped create him and fix him and bring him over.
Yeah.
He has
And
a
Bruticus has made a crutch out of, I don't know, a piece of a building or something.
Yeah, he has, because, well, Brawl's not there anymore.
Yep.
Which is kind of surprising you think about it. Swindle's there, but Brawl isn't. You think Brawl would be the more, I don't know, take better damage than a Jeep, but what
Swindle's smart enough to stay behind Brawl,
do
even when they're
I
legs.
know? Like the whole like, whoop when it happened.
We're leading with the left.
Yeah. Then
And
Megatron's like,
Starscream's still got half his face.
yeah, just half.
Yeah.
And you know, Decepticons retreat, and they and Devastator runs off, and Bruticus has run off with his crutch, one-legged, and they're beaten back pretty heavily. I don't know if anyone caught Soundwave, but he's got to be down there somewhere. Well, we'll see.
Oh, Laserbeak could get him.
I mean, Laserbeak has been like the VIP of this entire run. I mean, he helped Megatron get back to the Decepticons. He's the tapes have pulled their weight.
Yeah, they do.
Except for
They
Frenzy, he
always
just
do,
died.
though. Like, even when you guys were watching the cartoons, you're like, man, Rumble's like the MVP.
Oh yeah.
It's
Oh
like,
well, he basically stole all the Stunicon cars.
right.
I mean, Ravage in the comic, in the Marvel comic, God, especially in the British one, he was one of the best Decepticons in there.
Oh yeah, they carried the Decepticon army.
The only thing Frenzy did in this was die. It was in there like a scene and got killed. Was that a scene? I think so.
He was there for a little bit, but not long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had this cool little like flashback thing of Sparkplug, or
Yeah,
sorry, Sparky,
Sparky. Yeah.
in the waiting room waiting for his child to be born. It was Spike. And dude, they gave Sparky the bluest, biggest eyes.
Oh yeah, and we kind of saw this, I guess, a flashback of this in the Matrix.
Yes, when he and Prime were having a very similar kind of vision quest thing in the Matrix.
Yeah,
And
they're kind of mingled together now.
then you have Optimus Prime holding Spike in kind of the same way, cradling him.
Without the claws and the techno-organic baby.
Yeah, there's that. And Optimus Prime takes a second to lean back against the towers on the top of the Sears tower. He's like, oh, thank the Primes.
He can finally rest now that, they're okay.
Yeah, and there's Beachcombers up there, and there's like Shredhead's back there, as the kids say, aura farming. He's got
Oh,
his
yeah.
sword over his shoulders, posing with his hand on his hip. And Beachcomber does this whole thing. He's like, I'm sorry I couldn't do more. I'm sorry I let you down. He's like, no, you're the best of us, Beachcomber, which is kind of nice. Beachcomber's always one of this. Tertiary characters that doesn't get a lot of play except for an episode in there that he was the main focus.
And that's really one of the best episodes from season
Oh yeah.
two, Golden
Oh God,
Lagoon.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Atlantis Arise.
No, it was good, thoughtful sci-fi,
Yeah.
you know.
The what happens when, we can get into that another time, but that
Yeah.
cause and
But
effect of.
he's really the most like Optimus because it's about caring for what you're fighting over,
Yeah.
Don't lose sight of like what you're stepping on while you're fighting. So in a lot of ways he's the most like Optimus.
Yep, exactly. And there's the whole thing where the sun's going down, there's power out in the entire city, and then Optimus Prime's like the Matrix, and he opens his chest up and he's like, it's been cured, it's slowly come back to life. And then Carly says, but it's so small. And he says, small, yes. And there's a little scene of Sparky and Spike in a panel each, but still mighty. And obviously he's talking about the, Spike and Sparkplug.
Yeah. Well, and that human spark that kept it alive.
Little
Because I guess
Sparky.
twice now, Sparky has sparked up the Matrix and saved it.
Yeah.
And yet, Carly's the first one that noticed the light in his chest.
Yeah,
And
well,
I
it's
mean, it's.
probably easy to see when there's no light in the city.
Well, I was going to say that because it's literally lighting their darkest hour.
There you go.
Cheese
So
ball. Not
then I don't think, was there anything really brought up in the letters? I don't think so. I kind of skimmed through them.
Well, they're kind of going how like this is the end of the run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's we're gonna have the new creative team coming in next. And so yeah, there's they did a little quick spotlight on Beachcomber. Yeah, he abhors violence, cherishes
Yeah.
peace. Yeah. Hey, cool little wrap up, nice good issue. Like I could have had that three issues.
Yeah, this could have been a another issue
They
if
could
they
have
just put in more stuff. They could have easily done
23.
that.
They could have had an extra, or sorry, yeah, 23, and then had an extra 24, and then 25. You could have thrown another issue in there just to wrap up what's going on with the rest of everyone. Instead of everyone's fights, and like the next issue, they're all like, oh, we're all beat down. It's kind of what it felt like, but.
Well, and we get to see how the comic's going to go in the next issue now to see how Robert Kirkman's going to guide
I'm sure it's going to be terrible. The
it.
worst.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, Kirkman will definitely kill off your favorite character. Because that's what he does.
Oh, yeah. Beachcomber's got a target on his head.
Oh, dude. Beachcomber is going to go out in like a mention. He's not even going to get a main focus on it. He's going to, or no, he's going to get a bat to the back of the head.
Well,
What am I
that's what I was
talking
going to say, because Beachcomber is the Glenn
about? He is.
for the series, because Glenn never killed anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna have Galvatron walking around with a wrapped up baseball bat. We'll see.
Yeah. Now
We'll
I'm really
see.
looking forward to Kirkman's run to see how
Oh.
close to G2 it's going to get, because they killed a lot of characters in G2 also.
Yeah. I don't know. I get this feeling just like look, there's been some covers that they've been shown for the number 25 and past that number 27, like saw a cover come out.
Oh yeah, the extra spoilery.
Yeah, it almost feels like it's going to slow the story down a bit.
Oh yeah, well, it's a new arc beginning, so there's going to be new build up.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling when the death starts coming, we're all going to feel it.
I'm sure it's probably going to have something to do with the build up from the Void Rivals, and it's probably going to be some fallout from that, maybe with Hot Rod and Springer.
Oh yeah, well we got the Quintesson War coming soon on that, so I'm almost wanting another Transformers series that's focusing on what's going on in Cybertron.
It'd be great
Yeah.
because all we know it's kind of they're treating Cybertron like they did in the Sumbo show, where every so often you go by there and something big happens,
Yeah.
and then you forget about it because there's some rich girl who loves Powerglide,
Yeah.
or
I have
they're
a feeling that Void Rivals is probably going to lead into that, where they're finally going to get some kind of power sources, some kind of resources back to Cybertron.
It's got to at some point.
Yeah, because
It really, really has to. I wonder what's going to happen to oh my gosh, Zerda Prime.
yeah,
So,
Zeta Trion.
Zerda Trion got Zerda Prime. Yeah,
Yeah,
Zerda Trion. So
yeah.
we'll. I wonder if any of these are going to have what that, the big bad trapped in the wormhole. What was his name
Yeah.
again? The
Goliant
Gullion.
or
Yeah, the
Goliant, depending on how you wanna. We've
sure.
never heard it spoken, so we can all be wrong together.
Well,
It's
we'll
really
see.
pronounced Fred.
Well, it's French, obviously. I'm kind of curious if that's gonna give a any kind of impact for this series. We'll see, maybe. It'd be kind of interesting if it was almost like, oh God, it was a fight or flee, where there's all this stuff's happening on this planet way off. No one's bothering you with it. And then, you have this huge fight with roid rivals going on, and they're just living their life on Earth, not talking Cybertron at all, just carry on this little war for attri of attrition. And like one day
Well,
it's going to show up like, oh, there's Goliant. Oh, God.
the Sacred Ring is probably safe while Ultra Magnus isn't there to say it's the most beautiful thing he's ever seen. All right.
Let's blow it up.
Yeah,
All right.
set the bombs. Yeah.
The bombs.
Oh, man.
That is one reason I cannot wait to get into season three. There are some stinkers in season three, and there are some great episodes.
I really would have liked to have gone more into Sandstorm's issues after seeing this home blown to smithereens after these new guys show up like in a week.
Well, we got is him and Octane hanging out.
Right.
They're a little triple changer club.
Well, that made sense too, and I'm sure y'all go into that because he never really knew Decepticons until like what, a week before that. So
Yeah.
yeah.
And they were really nice in that week before.
Oh yeah.
And then it all went down. All right, well,
Crazy.
I am going to call it here because I walked
We'll
on
keep
this
going.
issue for all. Yeah, exactly. I'm the highlight of the issue is definitely was the whole thing with Ulktar. So that's really neat. I
Yeah,
like.
I mean to do the heavy lifting where you kind of feel bad for Starscream,
Yeah.
that's a Herculean task there.
And you didn't have to do that much. All you had
Yeah.
to do is do a callback. And the Deus Ex Machina just that kills me. It was like, where did Omega Supreme come from? Oh yeah, he was just flying through space. Got there just at the right time.
He was Cotton Eye Joe.
Where'd you come
Where
from?
did you
Where'd you
come
go?
from? Where did you go? Because he just kept going.
Hey guys, I remember you. See you later.
Yeah.
Till next time. He's like Halley's Comet. He's
He
like, you
literally
know.
remembers the little people.
It's easy when they're all little.
They're all little. Yep.
Yeah, Starscream's looking at him. He's like, oh, hey, dude, I probably met once. And Starscream's like, my idol. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna see you later. I got things to do.
I'm really curious to see where they go from here. Like, I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of aftermath, pick up stuff, but yeah, I don't know what else they could go to from here.
No, I don't either. I mean, that's here
That's
we are.
good. I like that. I like new territory.
Yeah, well, we'll see how the new territory runs. And
Yes.
yeah, well, I like the callbacks. I like that it wasn't all just a rehash.
Right.
That's kind of nice.
It was a good mix.
Oh yeah. And especially happening in Chicago.
Right?
As we all know,
Chicago, man.
Chicago loves to be destroyed by Transformers.
Yeah. Transformers in Chicago are not a good mix.
No, they're not. Unless you like destruction and people dying.
Yeah.
Oh God, Megatron squishing people. I love it. No
See, they should have
chilling.
bought an EV.
They don't squish.
Yeah. Oh, they might. They just don't do the blow up part at the end.
With enough people in it, yeah, I'm sure they will.
Well, you can't put out the fire though.
Well, as long as they didn't start the fire. It
Right.
was always burning since the world has been turning.
Okay, Billy Joel.
God, you can't say these are some things you can't say without finishing the line of a song. You just
You
can't
have
do
to
it.
finish it.
It's not possible.
It's like Cartman singing Come Sail Away.
No. All right, guys. Y'all have a great week. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon. And we are, well, of course we're gonna talk to you soon. I'm about to pull the hammer on doing the movie
All
because
right.
I'm not hearing anything, and it's all over YouTube anyways. So
Do it.
who's gonna get upset at this point?
Everyone.
Everyone, yeah. I'm gonna
Everyone,
get
would you?
copyright strike and get it pulled.
You'll be the one. That'll be the example.
I'll be the canary down the cake in a coal mine.
Right?
Well, no one can do it now. This one dude had to tempt fate.
Just had to do it.
Well, I emailed. They won't say anything. Watch, I'm gonna email back tomorrow. Like, nope, no permission. Sorry.
It's been in your spam folder for like 3 weeks.
Keep checking, man. I
Yeah.
keep checking. All right, y'all have a great week. Talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.